Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I tell you, these kids are a lot smarter than we are. So we've got two trash cans in the kitchen. One is for recycle. The other is for regular trash. And they're clearly marked. And I had some paper plates. You know, not really paper. They're like plastic plates. And I finished up with them and I put them in the recycle along with some of the plastic bags. You know, the kind that we get from the store. And my kids were ready to put me out. They're like, Mom, these do not go in recycle. And so I was like, well, how do you know? And they're learning this at school. They're learning this online. They bring materials home that they really pay attention to. And I'm so grateful for the leadership of our young people. Recycling only works if we do it right. And Minnesota is always at the top of the list for recycling. But I want to make sure that I'm doing my part because I don't want my kids mad at me. And so I've asked Beth Carreño to join me. She is the Environmental Health Program Supervisor with Outreach and Engagement at Ramsey County. And Beth, girl, I almost got beat up by my own kids.
I can relate. I can relate. The kids will lead the way.
Baby, they lead the way, especially on recycling. They go through that recycle bin. They take out anything that shouldn't be in there, put it in the regular trash or the compost, so that we're doing it right. Because, you know, one of the things that happens to recycle items from the Twin Cities is that, you know, there's a process. And in order for the process to work, it starts at the house. It's got to start out the right way, right?
It does. It does. In fact, we encourage people to recycle right. You have to put the right items loose in your recycling bin, and they will get to where they need to be. It is required in our state that if you put the right things in your bin, they have to take it to a recycling facility, and they do. In fact, Shaletta, I have to tell you a funny word when you start thinking about recycling right. We call it wish cycling. That moment when you look at that plastic plate that you have and you think, gosh, I think this could be recycled. I'd like for it to be recycled. I'm going to put it in my recycling bin, but it's not recyclable. And so when you put things in your recycling bin that don't really go there, it's called wish cycling. And we don't want to wish cycle. We want to right recycle.
Yes. Yes. Now, is there a recycling myth? You know, there's still people, I love my parents to death. I love my grandparents. But, you know, some folks are like, oh, that's all just, it's all going to wind up going in the same bin anyway. It don't matter. And I'm trying to tell them as my kids educate me that it does matter.
It does. It does. Recycling exists. It's very real. It's very successful in Minnesota. In fact, I don't know, maybe you've seen even some billboards that we've put out there with some of the other counties to try to bust this myth. We use creatures like dragons and unicorns to say, you know, a mermaid may be mythical, but recycling is very real. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the Twin Cities Metro every year, we collect enough recyclables and get them processed that equals the weight of 4 large cruise ships.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And, you know, one of the things that I like to tell my own parents and people that say recycling isn't real, you know, Minnesota manages our waste very different than other states. And so when we are recycling, nearly 75% of the materials that we're collecting for our recycling are processed in the state, in this state, to make new products right here. And when you look at the Midwest, where we're finding markets for these recyclables to become new and better products, it's 95%. Mm-hmm. And so that's jobs in our state, and that's money in our state.
Yeah.
78,000 jobs in the recycling industry in Minnesota.
Wow.
And it adds, I'm going to blow you away, because this number blew me away when I double-checked it. It adds nearly $23.9 billion to Minnesota's economy.
Wow. Wow.
And all we need to do is listen to our kids and pay attention to recycle right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, folks are at home and they're thinking, okay, I'm going to listen to my kids, but what do they know? They're 8, 9, and 10. Where can they go to get the right information? Is there a website or something?
There are actually a couple of different places. Many of our residents are familiar with the RamseyRecycles.com website. We've got a lot of information there. But for everyone in the metro, you can visit RecyclingExists.com. You'll see some mermaids, you'll see some unicorns, but you'll also get facts about what to do with your recycling items.
Now, you were telling me when I was prepping for our interview that there's a day coming up, a special day. What is that about?
Yes. You know, November 15th, Friday, November 15th is America Recycles Day. And it's an opportunity for us to highlight how important recycling is. When we recycle, we keep items out of our landfill that don't need to be there. We save energy. We support those jobs. We add that money to our economy. And so, you know, we participate in America Recycles Day to get that message out there.
That is so important. Now, can we find out more about America Recycles Day on recyclingexists.com?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to celebrate America Recycles Day with us, you know, it's the simple things, right? It's making sure that you put the right items in your recycling bin. You don't need a plastic bag. Those plastic bags just get caught up in our machines and cause problems. So, you know, rinse your plastics, the 1, 2s, and 5s. Those are the ones that are recycled in Minnesota and in our community. Rinse those out, put them right in your bin. You don't need a plastic bag. Break down your cardboard boxes, put them in your bin. Our glass, you can even leave the tops on your glass and your plastic bottles, and that'll all go through our system just fine.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show, Beth Carreño. Tell folks again where they can get more information, because if they're like me, they don't trust them kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, our kids are pretty smart, and they would also tell us to go to RamseyRecycles.com or RecyclingExists.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking part of your Saturday with us, getting us ready for Friday, American Recycles Day, so we can do this thing and do it right. Like my grandmother always told me, if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
Right. We want to get it right. No more wish cycling here. We're getting it done right. So
all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. And you guys stick around. I'm talking to my friend Steve Thompson next.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.